And away we go. We're off and running on this Wednesday, February the 5th, 2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour here, and our microphone sounds a little odd. Oh, here we go. We got to do a microphone adjustment before the program starts. Okay, there we go. I think our microphone's working again. And here we are. See, there is no other morning radio show anywhere in the world who starts out the show with mic problems like I have. Now, why is this my burden? It's been my burden for a long time. It is Wednesday, February the 5th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about this morning. Oh, man. Let's see here. A lot of good stuff went on yesterday, so I want to do some of that, and then we'll get to some of the maybe not-so-good stuff. And maybe some of the absurd stuff. I want to start out last night. The Ridgedale Lions Club had invited me to speak to their group. I think back in December, they had asked me, Maury Morse over at Marion Auto Sales had asked me if I would come speak to the group. And I'd never been to the Ridgedale Lions Club. I'd been to the other Lions Club in Marion to speak, but never the Ridgedale Lions. And it was just a fun event. These service groups do so much work. So last night was the night that I went to speak. And I guess this is what I want to say. I came in the door, and immediately I knew somebody. There was Norma Castanian helping prepare the meal, and there was another lady there named Marge who was helping to prepare the meal. And this was real home-cooked food. This was beef and noodles, and this was mashed potatoes, and this was red cake and salad and just all kinds of good stuff, meat and the whole bit. And they just did a tremendous job, and I wanted to recognize those ladies for cooking that meal last night. It was a delicious meal. And then the group, when it was my time to speak last night, I had so much fun talking to these guys. They were attentive. They asked questions. They were a great audience. They laughed. We had a good time. It was one of those events that you just truly enjoy, and you could tell by being with that group that they do a lot of great things in this community. The Lions Club always has, but this group in particular, the Ridgedale Lions, does a tremendous job and is a tremendous group. And I hope some of them are listening this morning, because after the event last night, we gave them some schedules. Some people were already avid listeners, but some people I'm sure were not, and everybody got a schedule last night, and I hope some of them are listening this morning, as they said they would be. So I thank you guys for having me out there. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, and maybe I can come back sometime, which I hope to do. Now, I do want to mention, because of this, because the Ridgedale Lions does have a big event coming up here not too long from now, and I do want to plug this morning because it's a big community event. It's the 18th annual Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction, Saturday, February the 15th. Doors open at 4 p.m., dinner at 5, auction following. It will be at 2730 Harding Highway West, State Route 309 West, near Big Island, at the IGF Sale Pavilion. If you have any questions about this, give a call to 740-225-4517. That's 740-225-4517. Live auction of NASCAR collectors diecast cars. And there will be a competition that day with a total purse of over $2,500. So what a great event that will be. All money raised will be used by the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club's donations and service projects. The Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction, Saturday, February the 15th, 2020. 740-225-4517. Get your tickets from a Lions Club member to attend that event. So I got up to speak last night, and anytime I get up to speak at any event, I really don't prepare a speech, because I've never been really good at reading a speech. So I just kind of have an idea of some of the things I want to talk about. And what was fun about this event in particular was some of the guys, I think, had listened to me before and brought up some of the people that I've interviewed, like Phil Donahue and Phyllis Diller and people like that. As a matter of fact, the first question was, which was a very good question, of all the celebrities you've interviewed, who are the top three that stick out in your mind? And I think I said, I named more than three because it's hard to narrow that down. But I know I said Phyllis Diller. I know I said Tony Curtis, Dick Van Dyke, Ernest Borgnine. But what was great about it was getting the chance to remember these stories, because honestly, I don't sit around thinking about people I've interviewed every day. And to kind of recount these stories, and one memory would trigger another memory, you look back at your life and you say, hey, it's kind of been a good life. I've had a lot of fun. And I thank these people for listening to those stories last night. I think I was supposed to speak for about 15 minutes and ended up speaking for 45. So I appreciate that, them letting me go over the time that I was allotted last night. But, you know, us broadcasting people, once we get started, it's hard to stop us. But what a tremendous group it was. What a night it was. I really had a lot of fun. They could not have been nicer to me. And I got a pen from the group, a Lions Club pen, very nice pen, which I had a chance to look at when I got home last night. So I appreciate everything. I appreciate the meal. I appreciate the people who were there. I appreciate the fact that you let me ramble on last night. And I appreciate the fact that it was just a fun night. So I want to thank the Ridgedale Lions Club for letting me do that last night. Now, here's the interesting thing. And I've said this before. For some reason, the Charlie Evers theme song. Now, I hope Charlie's out there listening. Charlie will be on this morning from 10:10 until 12 noon. 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. The Charlie Evers theme song has kind of become a phenomenon on this station. Now, you've heard it. It's on every time Charlie is on. But ever since we started playing that theme song, which I guess has probably been close to 5 years ago now, because I think for the first year Charlie was on the station, we just used fiddle music as his theme song, and then this theme song that he uses now was written and composed by the late Paul Savage. It has a life of its own, and here's how I know that it has a life of its own. I was at the Ridgedale group last night, and Charlie will appreciate this. One of the members, Maury Morse, whose table I was at last night, along with Jeff Ruth and Sean Kraft, said that he woke up not too many nights ago at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and that theme song was in his head. And then Ted Elsie, who was there, who works with Maury over at Marionato Sales, said he hears it all the time at Marionato Sales, because Maury very nicely has us on at Marionato Sales. I don't know if it's every day, but I hope it's every day. We certainly appreciate that. And I guess Maury has a group that he gets together with to have coffee with once a week. And in this group, he mentions the Charlie Evers theme song about call your friends, email your loved ones, and that sort of thing. Well, the funny thing about this is I guess Maury brings this up so often that I believe I'm getting this story right, that a minister who is part of this coffee group, I guess, got up in front of the congregation. It was either last Sunday, a recent Sunday, let's say that. and was talking about something to do with the church and said, now remember, email your loved ones, call your friends, like the Charlie Evers theme song says. And basically he was quoting the Charlie theme song. So that's just how popular the Charlie Evers theme song has gotten. People sing it in their sleep. Ministers mention it in their speeches. It really is. I don't know. You know, you never know what makes a song popular, but for some reason that song has become popular and part of the lore of radio here in Marion. So that was a funny story to hear last night, and I know Charlie would appreciate a story like that, that theme song is making its way through the community. So I definitely want to thank the Ridgedale Lions for having me last night. That was a lot of fun. All right. I also learned last night, interestingly enough at this meeting, that apparently a hotel is coming in the area out there by Kohl's, which I've been asking about for quite a while. It's kind of a no-frills hotel, is my understanding, and they're working out there. And it's going to be interesting to see what that will end up being as far as popularity goes. Kind of a no-frills hotel. I don't really know if we have a no-frills hotel in Marion anymore. Most of our hotels do have some of the frills. But I got it on good word last night, and work has started. Construction has started. So out there in that area, that's what will be going on, a no-frills hotel. So how about that? That'll develop that area a little bit more down there by Kohl's. All right. What else did I want to talk about this morning? Oh, this is kind of funny because months ago, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, we had an ongoing conversation with one of our listeners, one of our daily listeners, about Wendy's serving breakfast. Do you remember this? We had people calling in about this. It was a whole big thing because this person said that Wendy's had breakfast. And I said, that's not true, because I've been to Wendy's many times, and Wendy's does not have breakfast. And this went on for days. I had pictures of a bacon sent to me and drinks sent to me from Wendy's in the morning, that Wendy's did serve breakfast. They absolutely served breakfast. And you know, this was just brought up over and over and over. And we did this for, you know, weeks here on the program. And basically what we finally decided was that there were certain Wendy's restaurants that were serving breakfast and certain Wendy's restaurants that were not serving breakfast. And I guess the ones that do serve breakfast are down in the Dublin area, Columbus area. And the ones that serve breakfast obviously were not here. Well, the big news story broke yesterday, and the person, the listener who listens to the show, who talked about this quite a bit, sent me a message saying that Wendy's is going to be serving breakfast everywhere now, I believe, starting on March the 2nd. So I guess that would be here as well, but Wendy's will now be open for breakfast starting on March the 2nd. How about that? So it finally came to pass. So, you know, maybe I have to admit in this particular instance, I might have been wrong when I was arguing the point that Wendy's does not serve breakfast all those months with this listener. It could be true that maybe they did serve breakfast and were serving breakfast back in those days. So here comes Wendy's breakfast. I don't know what will be on the menu for a Wendy's breakfast. That's now that remains to be seen. We don't know what will be on the breakfast menu. Now, I have seen that they have bacon, and I have seen that they have tea. But other than that, I don't know what really will be on the Wendy's breakfast. I really didn't read the article in full regard last night. So, but it clears up a story from way back, a few months ago, that Wendy's will be serving breakfast in the morning. So there you go. That's an interesting story. The name of the hotel, I don't remember. He told me last night, and if you're out there listening and remember the name of the hotel that's coming, Send it to me on Facebook or give me a call. You can give me a call here, 740-383-9944. Or if anybody else knows the name, they told me the name last night, but I believe it was basically what I was told. It was kind of a no-frills hotel that will be coming here in Marion, to Marion out by the Coles area. So that's kind of interesting. We learn things as we get out into the community. All right. Where are we going to go from there? Well, I got some things to say about some things that were on television last night, because it's all over Facebook this morning, and it's all over the news this morning. It's like the Super Bowl all over again, but I'm going to hold on to that for just a second before we start talking about that. This morning I was driving in, and I usually turn the station on when I'm driving in just to make sure that we're still on the air, which 99% of the time we still are. But this morning I'm driving in, and a week ago today, I believe it was, Abby Crowman was on the show, and I had a lot of fun with Abby. Abby, a great guest last week. She was here for the entire two-hour period. Now, I had never really heard that show. Now, I was a part of that show, obviously, but I'd never really heard the show, and we're getting a call here. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, how are you on this chilly Wednesday morning?
Oh, absolutely, it's chilly. I woke up, there was a little snow on my driveway.
Yeah, there was a little bit of snow out there. I talked to somebody. Now here, I'm starting to get calls at like 6:30 in the morning now, so I don't know. I'm going to have to loosen up on my friends list so I'm not getting calls at 6:30 in the morning.
Was the paparazzi, who was it? Like regular friends? Or
yeah, the paparazzi.
Like your autograph or what?
Yeah, but the paparazzi was calling asking for my autograph this morning, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't do autographs before 9 o'clock.
And you don't do interviews?
No, I don't do interviews, and I don't do autographs, and I don't do windows.
I don't do
any of them. You know, I'm in such a good mood today. And I was just telling people why. Well, you were at the Lions Club event last night. Talk a little bit about that. How do you think that went?
You know, that was very, very comfortable. All the guys were really, really nice. The environment was awesome. It's a very nice club. The food was delicious. The ladies were all did a good job on cooking the food. They were all really nice. You did a very good job of speaking on the behalf of the radio station, and a good pitch, by the way. Of course, you know, I learned a lot. I mean, the Lions Club does a lot of stuff for people that people are not aware of.
A tremendous group, an absolute tremendous group.
Absolutely. And so, you know, that is the Bridgedale Lions Club, and they do a lot for the community, and, you know, good job for them.
Absolutely. Now, as far as, let me see here. As far as the speech went, how'd you think that went last night? You said it was a good speech.
It really was. You did it right off the cuff. You didn't have no paperwork in front of you. It just came out off your head, and you made people laugh, which that's what it's all about. And, you know, you got the point across.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad we had a good time there last night. Well, what a great group of guys. I really enjoy, and I got to sit at Jeff Ruth's table, and Jeff's a great guy. I've been friends with Jeff for a long time, and Maury was great sitting at his table. He's a great and gregarious guy. So it was just a lot of fun, and learned about that hotel coming to the Marion area. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's called Staybridge, I believe. I think it's called Staybridge.
Staybridge
Hotel.
That might have been. I was trying to remember.
That's the one I'm going to be staying in California. I'm staying in one in California when I go to California in a week and a half. That's the one that we're going to be staying in. It's really nice. Good reviews. They have free breakfast every morning. And then they give you like a little snack stuff too. Now, I don't know how big the one in Marion is going to be, but the one in California, I'm staying in a suite. feet, and it had two bedrooms, two baths. But I'm not sure how big the one Marion's going to be, but I believe that's the one that is actually coming to Marion.
So the Staybridge.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to let people know, because I just got the word on this. It just came across my email this morning. You know, yesterday we announced we sadly lost Marge Hazlett, but I now have the funeral arrangements for Marge. They just came across, so I want to read these for people. Visitation will be held at the First United Church of Christ, 930 Harding Memorial Parkway, on Friday, February the 7th. From 10 until 12 noon. A funeral service will follow at noon with Reverend Gail Green officiating, with burial to follow in the Marion Cemetery. Now, that's what I have right now. So it'll be Friday, I guess, Friday morning.
She's not going to be buried at the
Well, You know what? I don't want to bring that up at this point, because I'm sure that maybe that's just a typo.
Oh, okay.
I'll let somebody know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, right. But anyway, you know, that's Marge's plans. So if anybody wants to go to the service for Marge Hazlett, visitation will be Friday morning, 10 to noon at the First United... What did I say there? See, it's an, I don't have it printed off yet, so I'm reading it off the screen. First United Church of Christ, 930 Harding Memorial Parkway. Friday from 10 a.m. to noon, and the funeral service will follow at noon. So that's Friday morning, services for our dear friend, the late Marge Hazlett.
Absolutely. You know, she's certainly going to be missed. I did get to call in on your trivia yesterday, and she's actually going to be, certainly going to be missed. I worked with her for many years on the radio station. Actually, I was her engineer on her show, and, we had a very good chemistry. Even all her people that she brought in, we just had such a good time laughing, you know, laughter, and it's just, you know, she's such a smart lady, and very nice lady, and you can't ask for a nicer lady than her. She would give your shirt off her back if you asked her, and then she, you know, she's such a brilliant lady. She has so much history, you know, because being, you know, her career over the years, you know, being a teacher and, you know, a nurse and a psychologist, a psychiatrist, you know, she's done it all.
Well, and I imagine that this obituary will be in the Marion Star probably tomorrow. But we'll put it on our obituary report, probably starting at 10 o'clock this morning. And we'll read it here on the station as the next few days go along. But we're going to remember Marge all week. And as soon as we get everything finalized, there's nobody like Marge. She was a member of this family. And I think people find it hard to believe that we really are a family here at this station. But we really are. We get together for parties. We have fun. We laugh with each other. There's never any anger between anybody here. And Marge was a great part of that for 4 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can't forget about Nina Muir. Oh, she's doing all right out there.
Yeah, we hope they're all
right. Nina Muir was a good friend of mine as well. Yeah. I haven't seen her for a while, but I need to try to check in on her. Yeah, she's doing. She was on part of the show a lot.
What I wanted to bring up... Oh, absolutely. And I think we'll remember... Every morning we'll remember Marge a little bit. And I think tomorrow we'll talk about one of my favorite stories about Marge when she lost her... When she started laughing uncontrollably. You remember that story. And we'll talk about that story tomorrow morning. Because it's a funny story. So that's a tease in the radio business to come back tomorrow morning. But
I just want to let you know that Daybridge Hotel, that's what I heard. It's not guaranteed.
I know I was told last night, but I cannot remember. I should have written it down, but I don't think I had a pen in front of me at the time. But it was started. That's all I remember.
I just want to let you know, and that's not set in stone. This is what I is here today. So don't say I really don't know for 100%. Because, you know, we were supposed to get remember at one time we were supposed to get a movie theater out that way as well. So.
Well, but it's my understanding. it's my understanding construction's already started out there. That's what I heard last night. So I think it's definitely coming. I just did not know which hotel it was going to be.
Okay. I just heard through the grapevine that it was supposed to be a Seabreeze hotel. But like I said, I'm not 100% guaranteed on that, but that's what I heard.
Well, like I say, I know they said the name last night because one of the persons was the trustees of that area who was working with that group to have it built. But I don't remember the name that they said. But they're listeners, so I hope they'll let me know here this morning, and I'll be able to relay
there
the
you
message.
Go. That's right.
All right.
Set the record straight.
We'll set the record straight. So beyond that, though, here's why I was in a good mood this morning. I'm driving in this morning, and I had not heard that show between when Abby was on a week ago today, Abby Crowman. And I was driving in, and I was laughing so hard at this show because it was so funny to hear Abby on here essentially just being wrong on the air and me having to correct her over and over and over. And... Well, you know what I'm saying? You heard it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, yeah. And what made me think about was very soon, Abby and our friend Michelle are going to be doing a podcast. As a matter of fact, we were talking about this yesterday. And I can just imagine how interesting this podcast is going to be if it's a reflection of anything like that radio program, which I heard as I was driving in this morning.
You never know. You just never know. It could be.
Well, you know what the problem is? Abby and I have become besties, as I have said. This is true. Abby and I have become besties. And at this particular point, what I think is that she's also just a little bitter because of, me being right and her not being right a lot. Now, I'm not saying she's wrong all the time. I'm sure she's been right about a few things, but just not with me. Every time we have a disagreement, I tend to win the disagreement. So I feel bad for her that she's not right a lot, and I tend to be right more than she is.
And then you don't let her know when there's a competition going on either. You just say, I win.
No, that's not true. See, and I heard that this morning on the replay, and that's an absolute falsity. She knew there was a competition going on with the, I think it was called Qubits. She knew that the Qubits conversation or competition was going on, and she just got beat. And this is why I think she's a sore loser, because when she got beat, all of a sudden she lashed out.
Oh, man.
Now, should a bestie lash out at you like that?
Huh?
Should a bestie lash out at you like that?
I wouldn't think so, but I guess maybe she was 100% clear that it was a competition. I don't know.
Oh, she was clear. She was clear. Don't let her fool you on that. She was 100% clear that it was a competition. But she just did not want to lose. And, you know, I can't help that she lost. But I feel bad that she lost. I'm not a sore winner. But, you know, it just happened to be what it happened to be.
So it just happened to fall in the place of your hand.
Right, and this podcast will be coming very soon. I think we're going to tape an episode this week sometime, Abby and Michelle and I. And I'll tell you, this thing's going to be about as interesting a podcast as there ever was, because clearly none of us really see eye to eye on anything. Now, we all get along great. We all get along. I mean, we have a lot of fun together every day. But I don't know that we all see eye to eye on everything. Yeah, that's not true. Michelle and I see eye to eye on a lot of things, but Abby and I do not see eye to eye on things.
How do you get besties then?
Well, we're besties in the fact, like next week, I believe on the 13th, by the way, I just got a message from Michelle. So Michelle's out there listening this morning. She said Abby's going to get me talking about her lashing out. Well, she does lash out, and she probably will lash out at me later on today when she finds out I'm talking about her.
Oh,
But I have to do it because, see, I think the radio is like a conversation, and I can't get on here and lie every morning. I got to tell the truth.
Social media outlet, they say.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what's exciting? But yeah, right. I mean, I've got to bring the news every morning, and Abby is a lasher. There's no doubt about it. She lashes out in anger a lot. And, you know, what can you do? I like her. We're besties, but she does have her angertism moments.
Well, maybe it's because the way you come across to her.
Now, how do I come across? I am the nicest disposition person you'll ever meet.
Well, no, like if you're not 100% clear with her, like, hey, do you remember that the team here is going to be a competition? And then she would put her team on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she'd be like, all right, now I know. Game is on. You know what I mean?
She knew it was a competition. I'll tell you how she knew it was a competition. Because when I beat her the first time, she kind of got a little angry. And then when I beat her the last time, she certainly knew it was a competition then. And I think it all started, and I don't want to get back into this because people are tired of hearing me talk about it, but it all started with that awful sausage gravy that she cooked. And I'm not saying she's an awful cook. I'm just saying I don't like sausage gravy. And because I did not like it, I think it angered her in a way.
Hey, tell her that I'll be the one who eat it next time.
Oh, you want the sausage gravy.
Oh, yes. I can eat it all day long.
Well, we can probably see that you get that, because heavens knows I'm certainly not going to eat it. But and then she said she was going to cook me something, because I was listening again this morning. She was going to cook me a homemade salad with grilled chicken and lettuce and cheese and ranch dressing, and she said it would be hard for her to screw that up. Well, here we are a week later. You think I've seen that salad? Heck no.
Why? Because you're telling people that she's lashing out on the radio.
Oh, she does lash out. She lashed out on the radio, and she also has... She's lashed out in me in person a few times, too. Well, she does. She lashes out.
You know, that's good that she handles her own... you know, she can handle herself. That's really good.
Well, I think it's good to be able to handle yourself, but I just think that she has a temperament problem. You know how we always, when there's, well, you know, this is a presidential year, and we always talk about people's temperament. And I think that she's, you know, got a little bit of a temperament issue. She doesn't like to lose.
Well, I don't think anybody really likes to lose. Right?
Oh, I don't mind losing.
Well, no, you do build something when you do lose, because you everybody wants to be number one eventually on something.
Not me. If I lose, I say, hey, good job, you're better at this than I am. That's great.
Well, I mean, what is the goal of life if you don't want to be number one? Like, say you're in a basketball, if you're playing basketball. You want your team to be number one? I mean, what's the
right? Oh yeah, you've got to strive to be number one. But if somebody comes along and clobbers you, you've got to learn how to take that in stride.
Well, yeah, but you're going to be ticked off for a minute. I mean, I don't think she's ticked off every minute, every hour, is she? I mean, she probably lashes out and then she's calm later on down the line.
Down later. I don't know. I've known her for a while now, and if I could just get a blood pressure cuff on her every day, I would love to see what those numbers were.
Hey, I'm one of those candidates too. I have anger. I need to go to anger management, so I have no room to talk. I lash out all the time.
Well, here's the truth. I would love to take it. Now, this is interesting because she's out there listening now because I'm getting all kinds of nasty messages, which once again speaks to her anger issues. But she's sending all kind of nasty messages my way now, but which I don't think is very good. But I'm not gonna.
Wait, she defended herself because you're talking about her on the radio.
Well, it's my show. I can do what I want. So, here's but since she's listening, I'm going to bring this up to her. Here's what I would like to do. I think, because next Thursday, we're all getting together for the big office party. Michelle and Abby and I are. And by the way, you'll want to listen next Friday morning to hear what happens at this office party, because holy moly, I don't know what's going to happen yet, but I have a feeling it could be like an international incident next Thursday night.
Really?
Well, you know, Michelle won't do anything bad because Michelle is the nice one. But, you know, I just got a feeling that once you get Abby out in public, that I think she's going to let loose. I think she's going to rip loose with all that anger and resentment and frustration.
Are you guys going to have food that night? You guys going to have food that night?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have food. Sure, Abby's paying.
It might be a food fight that night.
Well, no, Abby's paying for that dinner next Thursday night, so of course we're having food.
Oh, so she might throw that food at you then.
Well, knowing her, she probably would, because she's got anger issues. But I do know that we're also supposed to get together this week, because here's what I did not know. We were supposed to tape the podcast the other night, and listen, I forgot. And so we didn't end up taping it.
Whoa. Hang on. Put your brakes on. Scott Spears forgot?
Well, really not, but I'm going to take the blame on this one, just because I'm a nice person. So what happened was, we were supposed to tape the first episode of this podcast, and they were kind of nonchalant about it, and I didn't realize we were really supposed to tape it. But now we've got to get it taped this week, so it's either going to be taped, I think it's going to be taped Friday. I think Michelle and I think Friday. I don't really know. I know it's going to be taped one day this week. So Abby's just going to have to clear her schedule. So the deal is, Michelle and I have already set this up. So the deal is, So the deal is that we're going to tape this podcast. And, you know, you can't see anything on a podcast, but I bet there'll be bloodshed, because of what Abby will do. Now, I just want to say this because I know she's listening. I think when we tape this podcast that Abby needs to bring, like, pizza or chicken or hamburgers or something for Michelle and I to tape this podcast.
So she's the food person.
Yes, Abby is the food buyer. And she needs to get us she needs to get us beverages so our voices stay, you know, nice and fresh. And she needs to get us the food, so when we tape this podcast this week, it'll be great, because then it's obviously going to be a weekly thing now, because we're taping the podcast every week. Next week we're getting together for the big office party, and then the podcast will probably turn into dinner and a podcast. So this is going to, we are so going to be besties at, by the time this thing's over with, it'll be set in stone. It'll be forever.
There you go. Whatever works, I guess. So my favorite place would be open up soon.
Do what?
My favorite place is going to be opening up soon.
What's that?
Huh?
What, your favorite place is going to be open?
Yeah, Root Beer Stand is going to be opening up soon.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we talked about that last night. Now, Stewart's Root Beer Stand here in Marion is just a staple of the Marion community, and you can't go wrong with the food there. And they haven't given me any money, so I can say this. Their root beer floats are out of sight. Their food is out of sight, and I believe they don't have an opening date yet, but I do know that it'll probably be within the next month, I would think, that they'll be opening up. And, you know, boy, if you're over on Main Street, take a little trip up North Main Street and go to Stewart's Root Beer. It's one of the few places in Marion that you can still sit in your car and eat, or you can go inside, which I've never done, but I'm going to try to do it this year, because I'm going to be a regular at the Root Beer Stand. That's what I've decided. So if anybody wants to come see me at the Root Beer Stand, that's where I'll be every night. It's going to be like Cheers.
So you're going to have your own parking spot.
Yes, I want my own stool at the Root Beer Stand, my own parking spot, and when I'm done every night, I'm going to head over to Stewart's Root Beer Stand on Main Street and sit down and have a root beer float and whatever great...
Cheeseburger or whatever
they have. So, but it really is. Stewart's is a great place, and I know the person who runs Stewart's, and I know it's run efficiently and very, you know, some restaurants, and I don't want to say any names, but we see the, you know, inspections that are in the paper, and they're not run as efficiently or as well as some other places. I know, because I know the owner of Stewart's Root Beer, and I know that that place is run effectively. I know it's a place you need to be to get your food, your ice cream, your footlong hot dogs, and whatever else is on the menu, the curly fries. I know that's a big thing over there. I just know that that is one of the must-see stop places in Marion. And once you go there, you'll be back. You'll be back every single night to have food. And again, they're not paying me to say that, and they're not giving me anything, so I can give you my honest opinion on that.
Top notch. That's right. It's delicious.
I mean, you and I are going over there, aren't we?
That's right. We are.
And we're going to get some footlong hot dogs, and we're going to get some curly fries.
Root beer
float. Root beer floats. We're going to be there for the whole thing.
That's right. It'll be delicious.
I cannot wait for this big event, because it's going to be a happening. We are going to make the grand opening this year of Stewart's. If it's been big, and it's big every year because people love that place, but we're going to make it bigger than it's ever been. You know what? I want one of those glasses. I want one of the mugs that say Stewart's on it. I wonder if I can get one of those.
Well, I don't know. You're pretty close to the owner.
Yes, I do know. I do know the owner. I just got word that the curly fries are the number one seller. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I love them.
Yes, curly fries. Well, I mean, if you come in there and order curly fries, they might just have to take the fryer and set it at your table.
Oh, man. I knew this morning you were going to take some kind of dig at me.
Listen, I know this. The owner of Stewart's is listening. And when you see Sean and I walk in because of Sean, here's what you do. I tell you what, you better have people start peeling potatoes 3 hours before he comes in for these curly fries, and you better go over to Gordon's and get one of those industrial-sized ketchup bottles, because that'll be it. It'll be over.
That's right.
You know what? And
I did win the McDonald's contest on the nuggets. Remember that?
The chicken nugget contest, and the Coney is the number two seller. I can't wait for a Coney. I love a Coney dog. Those are the best. And I think it's going to be you and me and Abby, and I don't know who Abby's bringing. She doesn't have any friends, so I don't know who she'd bring. But it'll be the three of us over there, and we're going to celebrate the grand opening of Stewart's, and then we're going to become regulars.
There you go. That's right.
So it's a lot of excitement.
I hate to part ways from you, but I have to.
Well, I get a feeling we're going to get a call this morning. I just.
Are you?
Oh yeah.
You have to let me know. You'll have to let me know later how it went.
Well, it'll be next hour because we've only got 4 minutes left this hour, so they're going to have to hold their horses till next hour. But yes, I get the feeling a call might be coming.
All right. Well, you have to let me know because I'm out of the listening area, but I will chat at you later, and I hope you guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
I see
ya. Bye-bye. Bye. There you are. That's the way it goes on this show. But it is true, and as I say again, I always make sure to preface this, I nobody from Stewart's has given me any money. They haven't given me any food. They haven't done anything like that. But it's just a staple. You know, there are certain places in Marion that are must-go places, and Stewart's Root Beer has always been one of them. And a matter of fact, I think the entire time we've been open here, I don't think they've ever given us anything. So, you know, this is not a bribe. This was not brought on by anything except the fact that I know they have good food, and I know that the person who owns it is doing a great job running that business. And honestly, the person running the business is just a smart business person in general, and really does care about the customers. And that's how you get a sign, the sign of a good place to eat. And Stewart's Root Beer certainly is that. Now, I don't know if Abby will be calling in next hour or not. I get the feeling she might. She's kind of sent those messages in. She's probably upset again because I told the truth. You know, what can you do? I got to tell the truth. But we might be hearing from Abby next hour. what I understand. And we're going to get these funeral arrangements for Marge Hazlett confirmed and see what we can get done here during the break. But, yeah, I think we might be hearing from Abby in the next hour. And, you know, Michelle never calls in. I invited Michelle to come in this morning and co-host the show, and she told me no. Can you believe that? I invited her in as a guest. I thought she was the nice one. I don't know what happened. We could have sat in here and talked about movies this morning, Michelle and I. But look for this podcast, Michelle, Abby, and I's podcast, which should be coming up this week. We'll be taping it sometime this week, and we don't have a name yet. I don't know about that. Well, we're working on some names that I don't know. I'm not sure what the name will be. Mindset, we talked about mindset yesterday. We talked about BLT, but then apparently there's a BLT podcast already. We talked about some names, but we will have to we'll have to work. Oh, she forgot about coming. I'm getting a message from Michelle. She forgot about coming in this morning. Michelle, that's so not true. You're the nice one, but, you know, I can't believe you forgot me like that. Holy moly. Let's see here. Well, I think Abby's calling. I don't know. She might be. You know what? Stay tuned. It's just like a soap opera now here on this show. Abby, you know, there used to be a girl named Abby Umali. And every time I say Abby's name, I think about Abby Umali. So I might start calling her that, Abby Umali. Abby Umali coming up after this break. Don't you dare go anywhere. This could be bad. Oh, Banana Exchange. Yeah, that was a name we had. Banana Exchange. Holy moly. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Who knows what's going to happen? 4-6. So what do you think will happen when the Indians go to Wrigley? Because you know that city also is waiting for a World Series.
Yes, they is, you know, but I believe in the city. I believe in the tribe. It's going to, I mean, the president is taking 300 of the employees over to Wrigley Field, and I believe that we're going to have one or two wins coming out of there.
It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. And tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do. I believe it. I mean, they've been waiting for this all season. Cleveland Indians was counted out. They didn't believe in us, but we in Cleveland, and the time is now.
And here we are in Cleveland. It's probably 39 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest coming off the lake. The lake would be the Great Lake. Yeah, Larry. It's, oh no, something happened. We're getting some feedback here. A play has been played. I had my back to it. What was that?
It was a double down the right field line for Jose Ramirez.
The cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well. And as near as I can tell, we want to send out from Smuckers a very 108th happy birthday to Billy Goat Charlie, who today celebrates 108 years old as the Cleveland Indians are pulling out of the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. Happy birthday, Billy Goat.
Happy birthday, Billy Goat, see you next year.
Do you think that the Chief Wahoo character will eventually end up in the same trouble that the Redskins character has ended up in?
You know, I was hoping not, but I'm afraid, unfortunately, it's going to happen.
This could be the last chance for the Indians, because after this, they will be the Cleveland Jet Flyers.
Yes, they could be the Cleveland Rock and Rollers from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We're going to take a little break, see if we can find somebody else. This is Scott Spears and Terry Tackett. We are live from the Q and Progressive Field on what is a very balmy, very cool night here as we kick off World Series 2016 opening game. And it's been something else, I assure you of that.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.